Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwahli Saikautau. Ahead of international negotiations in Doha aimed at ceasefire in Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu outlined his vision for victory in an official statement.
We define it as the destruction of Hamas's military and governing capability. We define it also as the return of the hostages, which we're working right now. That's why I was a bit late, because we have to instruct our delegation that is going to Doha.
Speaking with President Biden on Monday, Netanyahu said he agreed to send a separate delegation to Washington to discuss options of a planned Israeli offensive on Rafah, where an estimated half of Gaza's population has taken refuge. During their phone call, the first in more than a month, Biden urged Netanyahu to reconsider the operation, saying it would be a mistake and lead to more innocent civilian deaths. In the latest out of Haiti, local gangs have attacked at least two wealthy suburbs in Port-au-Prince. NPR's Ada Peralta reports it means violence has reached some of the last remaining peaceful enclaves in the capital.
The wealthy neighborhoods of Port-au-Prince look out over the city from the side of a mountain. For the most part, they had escaped the wrath of the country's gangs. But over the past few days, police attacked the gang-controlled neighborhoods. And now the gangs have moved up the mountain and attacked the Pétionville neighborhood. Local news reports that at least 12 bodies were found strewn on the streets. Images show some of the bodies had bullet wounds. Gang leaders have long framed this as a fight between the rich and the poor, and they have long threatened to attack the elite where they live. And now the gangs seem to have gotten past police and private security to do just that. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Cap-Haitien in northern Haiti.
A controversial statement by former President Donald Trump made at a weekend rally is the latest instance of his inflammatory rhetoric.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it.
Reactions have been heavily partisan, as NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben reports.
Even former Vice President Mike Pence, who days ago said he would not endorse Trump, said he was taken out of context. But the Biden campaign invoked a still broader context that includes the January 6th attack on the Capitol 3 years ago. In a statement, it accused Trump of, quote, doubling down on his threats of political violence. Trump, in fact, made multiple inflammatory comments in that speech, saying some undocumented immigrants are, quote, not people, and that if he doesn't win, quote, I'm not sure that you'll ever have another election in this country. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 75 points. The Nasdaq closed up 130 points. This is NPR. In New York, a judge has ordered Reddit and YouTube to face a lawsuit seeking to hold the social media sites responsible for the 2022 Buffalo shooting that left 10 dead. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the suit claims the sites radicalized the gunman who was racially motivated.
The suit was filed by the son of one of the victims and employees of the Buffalo grocery store who witnessed the bloody rampage. The complaint alleged that Reddit and YouTube assisted in radicalizing the shooter and should be considered defective products that played a role in the violence. Typically, tech companies can dodge such lawsuits under a broad liability shield known as Section 230. But a New York judge is now ordering Reddit and YouTube to go to court to prove that the companies did not play a role in exposing the gunman to radicalizing content. The Justice Department says it plans to seek the death penalty for the 20-year-old gunman, who is already serving a life sentence. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump say it's practically impossible to secure an appeal bond of $464 million, the amount he's been ordered to pay in a New York civil fraud case. At least 30 companies turned Trump down, according to his lawyers, and Trump himself said on his Truth Social platform the bonding companies have never heard of such a bond of this size, quote, before, nor do they have the ability to post such a bond, even if they wanted to. This is the latest legal setback for Trump, who in the week posted a $91 million bond in the E. G. Carroll defamation case. I'm Dwahli Saikautau, NPR News.